Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to reintroduce you to a longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than 13 years now. She's been a member of our Brain Trust. Philippa Games is one of the people who was involved in the early days of the internet, and she's been helping us now for a long time understand the online world. She's the author of 42 Rules for a Web Presence That Wins, and she's our good friend Philippa. Welcome back to the show.
Morning, Jim. And by the way, the book just came out in its second edition.
All right, congratulations.
Yeah, so it's a little bit updated, and I haven't even seen it. I'm about to put it on my website, but that's pretty exciting.
Good deal. Well, I'm not the least bit surprised, so congratulations on that. Philippa, one of the things that's been going on now for, 15 plus years, close to 20 years now, has been the people who know how to design websites, people who are designers, they know HTML and all that, that are doing that for a living, they've owned the magic, so to speak. They've knew how to do things that most of us didn't know how to do, and when we hired them to help us with those things, to develop our websites, develop our web presence, as you say, sometimes we got good results and sometimes we didn't, and sometimes the not so good results was we got ripped off. And I've written a few of those checks myself. And I'd like for you to help us prevent that from happening.
Yeah. So, the reason I asked to talk about this is because I just came back, I was telling you, from a trip to the UK where I have some clients too. And I went in to see an old client, and I don't want to say too much about what they do because I don't want to identify them, obviously.
Right.
But this is, it is a non-profit, so they do have limited resources.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked me to look at the mock-ups for their new website, their redesigned website, which had been provided by their web designer, and I was just shocked. I was honestly shocked at the standard of some of what I saw. And I thought
the
it would be
standard, meaning the quality of the work wasn't very high?
Correct.
Uh-huh.
And not that it didn't look beautiful. It looked absolutely gorgeous until you got into the usability and the actual strategy behind it, and then you come up with some serious questions. And
right.
So I just wanted to spend a...
Function and form weren't together, were they?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
It started before that. One of the things that I asked them was, did this company or has anybody done an audit of your current site, of the analytics of your current site,
mm-hmm.
before they started, to see what was going on, to see whether there was aspects that they, things that are really working well,
yeah.
that you want to make sure you don't lose.
Or do more of that, right?
Right. And also things that obviously aren't working that you want to fix, because this is your big chance, because you're redesigning your website.
Mm-hmm.
And in my book, there's an example of, or a couple of examples of where that's really important and how you can really mess things up if you don't do that. Because every time you redesign your site, people are going to get confused, because hopefully it will be a big improvement, but they've still
right.
got to learn the new site. And the answer to that question when I asked his client was no, nobody did that.
Mm-hmm.
And that can inform your strategy.
So this person that created a new website for them, or at least gave them a prototype or a wireframe to look at to see what it would look like, that person didn't do the analytics, didn't check out what they were already doing. He or she just created something new that may or may not have been an informed a plan.
Right. And for example, one of the things you look for in the analytics is to see which keywords you're doing really well in search engines for,
mm-hmm.
and that people are using, and obviously that bring qualified visitors to your site. And you want to make sure that if you've got good positioning, you don't want to screw that up.
Right.
And this company, I asked them about search engine optimization because there were, I didn't see a lot of elements on the wireframe for, there was a lot of pictures, so that means there's not a lot of words.
Right.
And I was wondering about the SEO, and apparently this company had said, oh, don't worry, we'll get you to number one in the search engine.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's the voodoo right there. That's voodoo language right there, folks, when they start things, seeing things like that, especially if they don't know what the analytics looks like. A wireframe, by the way, I'll tell you what, Philippa, in 15 seconds, tell them what wireframe means.
So it's basically your site, how it's going to look, but nothing. You can't click on anything.
Yeah,
it's just an image.
It's just an image, but it shows you what. So if you want to get somebody to give you an idea of what they're going to work on for you, tell them that you want to see what the wireframe looks like. Mm-hmm. 20 till, right back with Philippa Games after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.